The economics of winter canola production looking really good right now here in the Southern Plains. Dr. Rodney Jones is on staff at Oklahoma State University, and he, in fact, has just moved into a brand new endowed chair. And we had a chance to catch up with Rodney at the recent winter canola conference in Enid, where he talked about the economics of canola.
Well, I'm very honored to have just started a new position as the Oklahoma Farm Credit Endowed Professor of Ag Finance at OSU. So have a lot of responsibilities for working with undergraduate students as well as graduate students, and a little bit of extension responsibilities still.
Just that smidge of extension to keep you in contact with the folks, I guess.
That's absolutely right. I actually ask for that because I do want to get out and visit with folks and continue to do a lot of extension work.
A lot of folks here today wanting to know more about canola. And, of course, one of the things that we're trying to learn as we're, 8 or 10 years into this canola experiment that's turned out to be pretty good, trying to learn the economics of it. What are you advising folks as they look at maybe canola for their farm operation for the first time?
Well, that's a good question. And obviously, over the last 8 years, we have learned that the economics of this crop in a rotation, in a wheat-canola rotation, or even a more intensive crop rotation, canola in our crop rotations here in this part of Oklahoma works very well from an economic standpoint. We've seen time after time after time where folks are able to harvest yields that are comparable on a bushel per acre basis to wheat, and just take 2013, for example. We're selling canola for $12 a bushel, and we're selling wheat for $7 a bushel. Granted, there are some increased costs. Our budgets suggest maybe $40, $50, $60 per acre in increased operating costs to plant canola relative to wheat. But still, when the price is just so much higher, and when you also consider the rotation impact, the increase in wheat yields or other crop yields following canola, it's a good soil conditioning crop. The economics of canola in the rotation work very well. There are some considerations, as I mentioned at the end of my discussion here today. There are some issues with landlord-tenant equity, and we run into those issues with other rotation crops as well. When people are trying to incorporate, say, for example, dryland corn into a cropping system in north central Oklahoma, or the double crops that allow us to get into some of these more intensive rotations, we have to be cognizant of the fact that quite often the tenant is taking on a larger share of the overall cost complex, and therefore perhaps the rental arrangement needs to be adjusted accordingly. If it is a sharecrop rental arrangement, the old third, two-thirds arrangement with the landlord paying just a third of the fertilizer, or 60-40 arrangement with the landlord paying, say, 40% of the fertilizer, may not be the most equitable arrangement, and that may be a little bit of an impediment or a little bit of a hurdle to folks incorporating some of these crops, including canola, into the rotation. But through some communication, through just sitting down with a pencil and paper or a spreadsheet and crunching the numbers, we can figure out an equitable arrangement that makes both parties better off. It is actually an example of a situation where we can expand the pie, and we just need to figure out how to divide that pie up equitably, and everybody can have a bigger piece of pie than they can in just a continuous crop wheat cropping system over time.
That truly is an educational process of bringing somebody who's used to wheat into this rotational world.
It really is, and I've said for the last few years, and I'll continue to work on this. One of the biggest challenges to more rapid adoption of some of these rotations, including canola in the cropping mix, is this landlord-tenant issue and figuring out, helping people, you said it well, educating and helping people to know where to find the tools to help them figure out what the equitable crop share arrangement is if they want to stick with a share arrangement, or what the equitable rate would be if they decide they want to just move to a cash rental arrangement and give the tenant a little more flexibility.
Are there some things that a producer needs to think about maybe as he talks to a lender that maybe are a little bit different as he enters into a canola cropping situation versus that winter wheat that these may be a lot more comfortable with and they're more used to?
Actually, not a lot different. As I mentioned, your overall costs are probably going to be somewhere between $40 and $60 per acre more for canola. And that's primarily going to be a little bit more in seed costs. A little bit more in some pesticide costs. We're probably going to have to spray for some insects that we wouldn't have to in a wheat-only rotation. And then, of course, you've got a little extra harvesting costs because we're probably going to be looking at swathing this crop and picking it up. So we're going to have a swathing operation. When you put it in the big scheme of things, in percentage terms, it's not a large percentage increase in the overall cost, but you are correct. Our lender is going to need to be aware that there are going to be a few things that come up that we're going to have to pay for that are going to make the overall cost of this crop maybe just a little bit higher than a comparable wheat crop.
Of course, the value per bushel, if it's 50% more, that goes a long way toward justifying everything that you're talking about.
Absolutely, and you can look at your crop insurance guarantee. It's going to reflect that. So from a lender's perspective, your lender can be comforted in knowing that that revenue is going to be there, either in the form of an insurance guarantee or a higher price for a product that is actually produced. There is going to be a little bit of a cash flow issue, not as dramatic as when we talk about some of the other possible crops. You know, we're not talking about as many dollars per acre to put this crop out as, say, corn or something like that, but it is a little more expensive than wheat. And if you are one of these producers who's been used to incorporating cattle into your rotation and doing some grazing, that year that you have canola on that particular piece of ground, you're not going to have grazing revenue from that. The canola revenue, the increase in revenue from incorporating canola into the rotation, our projections show will more than offset that loss of grazing revenue, and we actually did prepare specifically a dual-purpose budget with canola in the rotation to demonstrate that. But that particular year on that particular piece of ground, you are going to lose that grazing revenue.
Of course, I guess with the way that RMA has the rules set up of you cannot do continuous canola and qualify for crop insurance, that pretty well assures that it is going to probably be a rotational crop.
Definitely it's going to be a rotational crop. And actually, I'm an economist, not an agronomist, but I think if you were to interview any of the number of agronomists that are here today, Ron, I think every one of you would every one of them would tell you that's the way we probably should treat every crop in this state. We probably should treat every crop as a crop that's in some kind of a rotation mix for the benefit of our cropping systems. But canola, very much that way. You are correct. They're not going to allow you to buy crop insurance more than 1 year in a row on a particular piece of ground for canola, so it actually forces it to be a rotation crop.
I guess, at the end of the day, when we think about this canola crop, when we first started talking about 10 years ago with Dr. Pieper and some others at Oklahoma State, as it's worked its way in, folks have started to learn about this crop. It is adding value to Oklahoma agriculture at the end of the day, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When you have a crop that both from a budget perspective and when you look at the historical numbers has shown that it is a higher valued crop, higher gross revenue per acre. You're putting more dollars into the Oklahoma economy. We're starting to see the canola processing industry, of course, flourish a little bit, some new investment coming in. That'll create new jobs. So, yes, a big benefit to the Oklahoma economy as the success of this crop continues to grow.